For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Voters with disabilities face a lot of potential obstacles come election time, even with ADA-mandated accommodations in place. That's one of the reasons that disabled voters have always had an alternative, absentee voting. But that option is fast running up against the year 2020.
My spouse and I still want to vote absentee, but I'm not sure whether we should actually go into whatever office we need to go into hand deliver this stuff or what, but it's very scary.
Brad Morris voted absentee for the first time in June because of the coronavirus.
Because of my disabilities, I sometimes have trouble breathing. And so I'm the kind of person or a disabled voter who, if I were to get COVID-19, I expect to die.
Mail-in balloting was never the charged issue it is this year, when President Donald Trump has openly blasted the idea of voting by mail. And with drops in funding, a controversial restructuring of management at the U.S. Postal Service, and a wave of postmasters now telling Americans that they might not be able to process all the mail-in ballots in time this November, disabled voters like Brad Morris face an agonizing choice: risk going out in public in a pandemic, or risk seeing their votes not matter. And Morris has a lot of company in South Carolina.
People think that the disability population is very, very small, when in reality, it's somewhere around 20% of the population.
Aaron Hare oversees Voting and Outreach for Protection and Advocacy for People with Disabilities Incorporated, or PNA, a nonprofit agency in Columbia. That 20% she mentions adds up to about 660,000 registered voters in South Carolina with some kind of disability, and not just the kind you can see.
We have people that have really bad post-traumatic stress issues and can't be in a crowd for anything. A lot of them are, you know, disabled veterans. The spectrum is really, really wide, and it's a really diverse community, and it's much bigger than people think.
PNA's response to the dynamic in play is education, namely that there are more choices open to voters with disabilities in the state than crowded polling places or the mail.
Obviously, by mail is the very safest way. However, if you have a disability and you don't have one of those underlying medical conditions, you can go and vote absentee in person.
Absentee in person allows voters to drop off ballots at a designated location. Hare says it might be inconvenient for some disabled voters to get to a physical location, but absentee in person is by nature a form of early voting that offers a distinct advantage for COVID-vulnerable voters.
I guarantee you the crowds are going to be less than on election day. You know, I've voted absentee in person because I work on election day, and that's one of the things that will exempt you. And it's never crowded. I mean, I don't think I've even run into one person.
Additional options could be on the table for voters with disabilities if the state legislature heeds recommendations submitted to lawmakers by the South Carolina Election Commission. Those include placing drop boxes to collect absentee ballots and altering curbside voting.
Allow curbside voting to take place at designated locations instead of at every polling place.
Chris Whitmire is with the Election Commission. He says high turnout for the June primaries led to several voters lining up to vote curbside, even though many were not qualified to do so.
And that gets in the way of people who really need it. So you could have curbside locations at various places throughout the county that they're not the polling places assigned for the precinct where they're located, and it would be set up to efficiently process curbside voting.
Hare says she would also like to see state lawmakers offer electronic ballots to voters with disabilities, the same ballots available to South Carolina residents who are away from home or in the military. State lawmakers are expected to convene in early September to discuss options for voting in this November's general election. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.